Good morning, Coach. I'm going to give you a trigger warning. This episode mentions the school shootings in Tennessee in the United States this week. Please listen out of earshot of children and listen with care. As we were about to celebrate episode 200 of this podcast, I wanted to do something fun, like recapping the life of the podcast so far, or telling you a wacky story or a real story of growth and inspire you in some way. But certain events have taken historical priority, especially in the United States. Last Monday, a 28-year-old former student broke into their old elementary school and fired away. They killed 6 people, 3 of them staff members, 3 of them 9-year-old children. And although this is the latest deadly shooting that has captured the attention of the media, there have actually been 17 shootings in schools in 2023, and we're only at the end of March. There's only been 3 months this year, and we've already had 17 shootings in schools. This is according to the Washington Post database. In the United States, we're hurting. I've actually heard of families that have opted for homeschooling purely because of this reason, purely because they know that their kids are not safe. And the call is for the government to enact stricter gun regulation. And as I attended yesterday my son's kindergarten info session, it was over Zoom. Parents were asking about safety. And you could see that the staff members are very well-meaning, right? And they say, yes, safety is our biggest concern. We run what are called ALICE drills, in which it's like a fire drill, but it's a drill for a shooting. Kids know what to do. Staff members know what to do. They lock the doors. They become familiar with the members of the community so that they know everybody. They know who's coming in. Everything is locked during the day. And you're always asked, oh, what's your business is before you go in? Which has always, like, you know, it always aggravated me as somebody who goes into that school all the time, because it's like, you know me, let me in. But you understand why they're doing this. And it's that reminder every single time you go into the school that safety is their top priority. And even I know, you know, there's only so much you can do. The person who broke into the school in Tennessee, it was a locked school. And there have been shootings that have been far worse when it comes to deadly numbers. So everybody says it could have been so much worse. But for the parents of those kids, for the family members of those grown-ups, I can't even think about it. And I want to say just this out loud, that my thoughts and my prayers are with those families. And for everybody who's fighting the good fight in government, you have my back, you have my support. Whatever you need to do, we'll support it. So before we continue with the episode, because I did have something to tell you about this, please join me in just a few seconds of silence while we send our love and prayers to the families and friends of everyone who was affected. Thank you very much. So yesterday, I got a question from one of our members inside the Get Clients First membership. And she asked me if it was okay or not to speak up about political issues on your business Instagram account. And I gave her a pretty thorough response. And after I gave her that answer, I'm like, I really wonder if there are more coaches out there wondering the same thing. Should I speak up? Should I say something? Am I going to polarize my audience? Am I talking about something that is too controversial? Especially in the United States. If anybody's listening outside the United States, like, the situation here in terms of polarization of political parties is really bad. It's reached, like, the lowest levels. This is not about political leanings anymore. This country has divided entire families like to their core, for following one party or another. Like, the division is palpable. It's something we live with every day. And we know that as soon as we speak up about something that a certain political party is talking about, like gun control, we know that there's going to be a certain portion of the people who are listening to us who are going to roll their eyes and turn the other way. We know that. And there's very, very little tolerance for different ideas right now in this climate. So it was a perfectly good question for my client to ask. She asked me, speaking about political issues, yes, no, must, like, should not do it in my business account, right? And this is the answer that I gave her, and I really hope that it helps some of you with it. So I'm going to start by saying that I don't have a hidden agenda. I do not have the answer. I do not have the yes, you should do it or else, or no, you should definitely not do it or else. Like, I don't have a straight answer. What I have is factors for you to consider. And once you have considered these factors, you can make an educated decision how you would like to proceed. Okay? So starting there, that's kind of my disclaimer. I'm not actually telling you one way or another, but I hope that you will keep this in mind as you think about how you want to show up in your business account. So starting with the fact that as soon as you speak about a controversial topic or a politically divisive topic, you're not going to polarize your audience. You're going to lose the opposing viewpoint audience immediately. So it's not like all of a sudden you have created two factions in your audience. No, you're not going to get that chance. You're simply going to lose all of the people who disagree with you. Now, is that 100% of the case? Probably not. I made a statement about abortion. I mean, one of the most controversial issues in the United States right now. I felt I needed to take a stance, and I put it out there on social media, and I was very scared of what people would say and what they would think, but I felt like something had to be said. This was around the time that abortion was being made illegal in the United States. And the truth is that I was very surprised, very pleasantly surprised, that even people who disagreed with me, they were actually very kind. They didn't stop following me. They said, you know, I respect your opinion, but I disagree. And those are the people that you want around you, right? You don't want the people who are going to be berating you, that are going to end up, you know, showing up in your comments and just telling you off, you know, on their, you know, that kind of people don't make a quiet exit, right? And that's just not the kind of people you want, because me, if you ask me, I am doing my hardest, my best to create an inclusive community where we appreciate and understand everybody's viewpoints, even if we very strongly disagree with them, right? So I feel bad when other people don't extend the same courtesy to me of telling me, you don't know what I've been through, so there's no way that you can understand my point of view, so let's just agree to disagree. I prefer that stance rather than the completely just like shutting down other viewpoints, but I respect people's ability to unfollow. If this is not something they want to hear about, they could have turned off this podcast after I gave the trigger warning, right? I believe that people have agency and they will do what they need to do. So going back to my main point, I just want you to think about the fact that if somebody feels strongly against what you just said, they will unfollow. And you just have to ask yourself, is that okay? Am I okay with weeding out the people in my audience who are so intolerant that they cannot hear this point of view and be okay? And are you okay with people having agency over their feed? If they don't want to follow you because you believe this, they probably wouldn't have followed you yesterday. They found out that you thought this way, right? So you're giving them transparency and giving them an option to just unfollow. And if you're okay with that, It's totally fine. So that is number one. Be ready to lose those audience members. Number two, those who stay, you will end up creating a much deeper bond with them because they now know what you stand for and what side of the line you are standing on. So taking a stand is something that makes other people truly relate to you, truly say, you know what? Ina is my girl because we're like-minded. We fight for the same things. We struggle through the same things. I'm with Ina because of this. That's what happens when you put out there a controversial opinion. Those who agree with that opinion are going to support you 100% and you just got a fan for life. So if number one means that you're going to lose audience members, number two means that you actually strengthen your relationship with those who think like you. And that's also something to keep in mind. There is, somebody said this to me once, if you have a lukewarm message, you will create a lukewarm reaction about your message. If you have a strong message, you'll create strong reactions. And you will create strong reactions in both directions. So be ready for that. When you take a bold stance, you will get backlash and you will get appreciation from those who agreed with you. And the third and final thing to keep in mind is that I need you to remember that to your audience, you are in a leadership position, which means that when you decide to take a stand and say, yes, I'm going to put this out there, you got to remember this is not your Aunt Sally ranting on Facebook. Whatever you put out there, be proud for it to be picked up and put in the front page of the New York Times. As a leader, what would you like the world to know about where you stand? And act like it and put it out there in a way that you would not mind if CNN started broadcasting your message. So be careful with your wording. Be careful how you put it out there so that as soon as you press send, as soon as you press post, and you're bracing yourself for the backlash as well as the appreciation, that you know that you put your best foot forward and that you sought to inspire, to motivate, and to get people rallying around a worthy cause, and that you are at the front of it. So be ready for the kind of responsibility that comes with putting your views out there. And when you do, I support you. No matter which way you go, you are the only one going through your path in life. I respect your opinion. I respect where you're coming from. You gotta respect mine. And I really believe that the next leader of the online coaching world is listening to my voice right now. And I know that you will make it. I know that you will do the right things. Trust your instincts. Trust yourself. And you can never go wrong when you're acting out of integrity and complete alignment with how you feel the world should be and what your leaders should be saying. You are going to become that leader who says it for your audience. So let's recap here. Number one, remember, when you take a stand, you will not polarize your audience. You will most likely be losing the opposing audience altogether. Number two, those who stay will create a deeper bond with you, because now they know where you stand. And number three, be careful with your words. Your words have power. Do not be careless. Spend some time thinking about if this was quoted in the front page of the New York Times, on CNN, what would I want it to say in a way that I am proud to have put it out there that way? If this episode spoke to you, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening this far. Please join us inside the Facebook group and let us know what you thought. We'll be over there hanging out with other amazing online coaches who are doing the same thing as you. And I am really creating a community out there where we can talk about these things, where we can share, where we can ask questions and get some answers, get collaborators, get new mentors, get new connections. So join us inside the Facebook group. Go to theglobalphenomenon.com/Facebook, and I hope to hear from you there. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next one.